Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, we have to hop straight into the show. I want to welcome y'all to Surge Radio. You are now man lyricist in spades. Spades, sir, how are you?
What's up, L? What's up, people? How y'all doing?
Well, everything is good, man, you know, in these neck of the woods, you know, just trying to, you know, stay positive, stay busy, you know. Other than that, man, you know, we got some good topics to get into today. You know, we overdue getting episodes together and, you know, trying to touch on some hot topics today. So, Spades, man, tell everybody what's going on in your world, man.
Well, what's good, people? Your boy Spades yet again. Yeah, ma. You know, same old, working every day, working on his landscaping stuff and still hooping. Still got a few opportunities I'm pursuing with that. So, I'm just trying to stay true to the ground and open my mind up to different things and allow myself to grow the way instead of the negative way. But we all need that time where we step back from ourselves and reevaluate a lot of things. And, you know, I did that and it helped a little bit. On top of having another ear in my another mouth in my ear letting me know. So that's what I'm on, y'all.
Well, man, it always comes down to, self-reflection and taking the opportunity to kind of figure out where you want to be, how you want to do things, and, you know, exactly where your mindset is as an individual. You know, nothing's easy in the beginning, you know, especially when you go through life, man, and you got to figure out where you want to be, who you want to be, how you want to approach it and everything else. So one thing I can say, man, is it's just a patient thing, you know. I spend most of my time, you know, my professional career working in hospitality. I knew along the way, you know, I would grow in that industry and I would be doing different things. But after a while, it began to wear on me a little bit, you know, because when you get to a point to where you're giving so much to something that it becomes an exhausting, you know, thing, especially when you're not getting stuff in return. You know, so when the best decision I made was to walk away from that industry. I mean, I made it as high up, you know, as to being a general manager of a hotel, you know, and that's a big deal. And that's definitely a big deal for a person that don't have a degree. So I tell people, man, you know, don't put a cap on your expectations for yourself. Don't put a cap on your talent because you could definitely do whatever you put your mind to. So, that's where a lot of my time went. It took away from things that I love to do, like my music. It took away from, you know, this radio show. It took away from the different things that I wanted to give myself to wholeheartedly because, you know, I chased the corporate dream. I experienced the corporate dream. So guess what? I wasn't too impressed. So I walked away from that, and I can tell you this much, Matt, you know, that I have no regrets. So doing different things now, focus on my business to, you know, push things to a different direction to where it is. You know, I'm happy about everything I'm getting out of life right now. You know, I'm not worried about anything, you know, as far as my personal mindset and well-being and everything else because this is probably the healthiest I've felt in a long time. This is the most focused I've been in a long time. So, you know, being able to accept things, accept that, you know, things are the way they are for a reason, and don't judge yourself. You know, you got to rely on yourself to get to a certain spot. And when you start beating yourself up because you set expectations for yourself that, you know, unrealistic or hard to reach and everything else, you know, it's definitely one of those things that we can do, you know, for ourselves. Just stay focused, stay on track, and, you know, stick to your goals, your personal goals. Don't deviate for a paycheck. stop being hard on yourself, Spades.
All right, bro.
So let's get into this first topic. First off, we're going to kick it off with this Joe Budden and Lupe fiasco. Now, I read what was said about, you know, he could be looking at hands instead of looking over the sunset or some shit like that. So this is one of those things that is weird to me because Joe put himself in this position. Joe wanted to be the guy that went from being hip-hop artist to, you know, the person that's judging hip-hop, you know, to being a media personality. And he's not getting the responses that he probably expected, but he has so many people that has a problem with him. So, Spades, speak on it from your perspective, because me reading this, and I'm interpreting it the wrong way, but it seems like Lupe Fiasco want to whoop that ass.
Oh, no. That's what I got, and that's what half of the internet got from that. Like, I was surprised to even see it, because I really didn't know, allegedly, if they are having a beef. I don't know for a fact 100%, but and what it looks like off the post, you know, Lupe trying to get hit in the hand, and he ain't responded yet. You know, you talk about Joe Budden, you know, Mr. Controversial himself, Mr. I Am Hip Hop, and we ain't heard a track from him really in shit forever.
I mean, look, my timing could be off, but we ain't hear shit from him since the Drake beef.
Yeah, that was a minute ago. Like, that was a long time ago. In my eyes, shit.
Yeah, I mean,
the only way he's relevant right now is from, you know, him being a toad and talking shit about everybody pretty much. Like, to each his own, do what you gotta do. You do have that caliber of wordplay sometimes that where you can go ahead and do that, but at the same time, it's like, you gotta be realistic about shit. Lupe ain't talking about no fucking track. If he talks about giving you hands, bro, I want to see him respond.
I think Lupe did that to Childish Gambino, too, man. You know, Lupe wanted to fight Childish because of, you know, their previous run-ins and stuff like that. But it's crazy, man. You know, hip-hop beef is probably at an all-time high. You know, all these cats getting into it. I mean, speaking of a person that, you know, finds himself in a lot of different beefs. It's almost like every week, Matt, is Tekashi 6ix9ine. A while back, I talked about this guy, and I said, look, I'm not going to make any statements about him until I get a little bit more insight on what this kid is really about. You know, I didn't want to be the guy to speak on this dude's success and speak on him and not have an idea on what I was talking about. Now that I got an idea on Tekashi 6ix9ine, is who he's surrounded by too. I mean, you know, he got 50 Cent in his circle. You know, so of course he's gonna
that
try.
I didn't know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so of course he's gonna try to mimic the things of the people that came before him, like 50 Cent. Now we know 50, he can be a really, really antagonizing, annoying person to deal with at times. But the guy, when it comes to his business, you cannot deny that 50 Cent is one of the greatest business minds we've seen. Because when people thought he hit rock bottom with the whole bankruptcy and everything else, you know, that didn't hold him back. He ended up bouncing right back into the same position where it is, you know, we've used to seeing him being worth.
And we talked about that.
Yeah, being worth over 100.
Talked about that on one of them shows. You called that shit on the money. Like, this is nothing but, you know, what did you call that shit? You called that shit, this ain't nothing but a big play.
Yeah.
This is a setup for another setup, and he gonna be straight. And you called that shit. That was what, 2 years ago when he was going for that bankruptcy shit, right?
Yep. I mean, and I told people, I said, look, what you gotta understand is that Everything that he did was strategic. He knew what he had his hands in, even with the Bitcoin stuff. That stuff came to fruition about, what, a year and a half ago, maybe a year ago, that he got money off of that. He just sold, you know, the phrase and get the strap. So this guy got his hands in a lot of things that, you know, he's making a lot of money. Not to mention consistently making money. Yes, it's probably like the most popular show on that station. So, oh, sorry, on that channel. So, you know, it's one of those things, like, you know, when you have people like that around you, they can either tell you, A, stop doing what you're doing because it's bad business, or B, keep doing what you're doing because it's working. It's making you relevant. So that's why Tekashi 6ix9ine keep doing the stuff that he's doing, because he has people around him that's telling him, like, look, it's probably not the smartest thing to do to piss everybody off in the industry, but at the same rate, it's bringing traffic to your music. It's bringing traffic to you as an artist, but it's also bringing heat to them as well. Now, from a personal standpoint, you know, being a person that still do hip-hop and everything, you know, if you're going to go down the beef route, you got to make sure you're prepared to be in that route. Because that shit don't go away. Especially the amount of beefs that he has, you know, ranging from the game all the way over to, you know, the Bloods, you know, in his neighborhood. It's one of those things that, you know, he has to really, really be mindful of what he's doing, because the shit can go outside of music, and he's seen that. He got caught in Chicago. He got caught in L.A. and people trying to get to him. He didn't do shows in Houston. So, Shit is getting real. You got to be really, really careful with that stuff. Now, I'm not going to lie. I'm not a fan of his music. I don't like all the screaming shit that he be doing. You know, I don't think he's lyrically that talented. I've seen one of his freestyle videos, and I thought it was hilarious. I thought he was just like joking around. He was seriously not. He doesn't know how to freestyle. He doesn't have that skill set, which is fine. Now, a lot of artists nowadays can't freestyle. I guess it don't make you good or bad nowadays, you know, if you can freestyle or not. I mean, I'm a hip hop purist. I know that, you know, me being who I am, I can't say I'm lyricist or a lyricist if I can't. You know, that's just me. I don't set limitations on myself. I'm really, really careful about that. So, what's your thoughts on Tekashi 6ix9ine, man?
Yeah, honestly, I think, you know, from the standpoint of marketing, as a marketing skill set, like, that's his smart. I think that he can go about it a different way. Like, everybody won't have to do this whole I'm a gangster type deal where you got to market yourself that way and come off that way. Like, you can do the what's my man's name with that came out with the red beads in his head, Lil Yachty.
Oh, you know, Yachty. Yeah.
He didn't go that route. You feel me? But to each his own. But he made it a way where it was positive. Sprite commercials, Target commercials, Kit Kat commercials, you know, shit like that. But like you said, dude, go back to who all around you in your circle and who's backing you right now. And again, 50 Cent is a marketing genius in my eyes and a very intelligent businessman. So,
yeah, I mean,
it all comes down to the street play shit, too. Like, you got to be careful, like you said, because shit can go left in a second.
And what happened to XXXTentacion? You know, when he decided to change the way that he was living, because I remember I was seeing this guy in the news getting punched out on stage and jumped at other people's concerts and everything else. I've seen this stuff happening, and I'm like, dude, you got to change the way that you're approaching this hip-hop shit. Make your money. Go home. Count your bread. Do what 50 do. 50 don't go out unless he being paid to come out. And when he come out, you're going to pay that man. You know he there. do what T.I. do. You know, find something else to do with your time besides being disruptive. You know, I don't know. Maybe that's the, you know, the OG in me. I don't know. It's just that I don't put myself in a position where it is, you know, I got to constantly defend myself and, you know, who I am because of statements I made that I'm not ready to back up. Now, I had a lot of beefs in hip-hop. You know this, babe. I had a lot of beefs. You know, and half the time, people didn't have to come looking for me. I went to them. Look, man, it was a situation where I had beef with somebody, and I went to them by myself. I went to their counselor by myself, knowing that I was outnumbered. I was in that bitch. I didn't care. I wasn't worried about it. The way that story ended, nobody got hurt. You know what? I accept an apology. We was done. Now, it's not going to always be like that. Sometimes, gunplay is necessary. But I'm not an advocate for that. That's why I say that the streets aspect of hip-hop can be left out, but people don't even give themselves that opportunity to leave that stuff out. They put themselves in a position to where it is they got it is they have to live up to the expectations. You know, you don't want to live up to the expectations of what the streets really is or isn't. You know, you got to be really, really careful. So, my opinion, when it comes to the Tekashi 6ix9ine stuff, make your music, bro. Stop trying to get into a different beef every single week. That stuff can blow up in your face and you can find yourself getting hurt. Period. Or find yourself out of here. Period. Well, be smart about it. All right, Spades, what's our next topic, sir?
Let's dive into the split. Water crisis, you know, some representative came out yesterday from the public and Democrat side, and maybe here's the pipe of getting replaced. And they pretty much claimed that shit like it was going to just make a big change overnight. Like, at the end of the day, you still have families and kids that's been, you know, exposed to this red shit, and they don't know what to do. They're not getting no support from the government. You know, everybody is pointing fingers as far as statewide and federal side, and pointing fingers at state pointing fingers at federal. Like, fuck people that fought. Come together, get a solution, and start helping these families and these babies that's fucked up. Because at the end of the day, it's not on y'all. Y'all sitting in Washington and whatever the fuck y'all are going to do it. Y'all have to do something about that shit ASAP. And that's just not thinking of it.
Man, the Flint water crisis has been an ongoing problem. Ongoing. And it seemed like they're not going to do anything about it because no one's making them do anything about it. Which is bad. Because, in my opinion, I think that the governor should have been gone a long time ago. You know, he should be sitting in the same cell as Kwame Kilpatrick. You know, it's not happening. You know, I'm not sure what the holdup could be. I'm not sure what the problem is, but I really feel like, you know, that's a situation that should have been taken care of by now. And, you know, they trying to sit back and sweep shit under the rug and minimize the amount of media attention is on it. I mean, okay, I get it. You know, you take away the cameras. But they also took away the water donations as well. They're not allowing people to donate water anymore. So if you're not going to allow humanity to exist in a situation where humanity is absent due to the fact that the government is not making the right decision, you kind of put everybody at risk then. You show us what the government is really about. It's not about the preservation of people. It's about the preservation of self. The government was not supposed to be like that. That's why the forefathers set up the Constitution the way they set it up. to where it is, if the government becomes a problem to the people can do what's necessary to fix that problem. Now they're trying to make sure that the people is too ignorant to understand what the Constitution protects them from. Dictatorship. So these people are forced to live up in Flint in a situation where it is their water situation is not getting fixed. I've even seen people from Flint advertise fake ass before and after pictures saying that, oh yeah, they did fix the problem. See, this is what my water used to look like, and this is what it looks like now. I don't see that situation improving at all. They're not really trying to fix that situation. So, as a whole, you need a new governor, you need a president that's going to actually force the governor to do some shit. But no, the current president that we got right now is too busy trying to make us buddy-buddy with North Korea and Russia.
It's been a long time.
So, there's no reason for us to even, you know, have faith in this guy. Now, I said that I was going to give him the opportunity to do what he has to do as the president and then put my stamp on him. Well, here's my stamp on the president. He's a fucking moron. He has no idea what he's doing.
Right.
This is what I also have to say about the FBI and their investigation. It's taking too fucking long. I'm not sure why they're trying to take the Kwame Kilpatrick approach and they think that they got the next 5 years to get this guy figured out and then put him away. Now you're running out of time. It's off balancing the countries with the, you know what, I'll take it back. He's off balancing the country's relationships with other countries.
That's going to be bad. So we already seeing that shit with the tariffs on China,
and
that's one of our biggest import export countries.
You know, we pissed off people in the Middle East to the point to where it is our gas is above $3, but we're talking about, oh yeah, you know, we got, you know, unemployment is at an all time low. That's fucking great, but it's at an all time low, but the cost of living is going up. Of course, unemployment is going to be at an all-time low in that situation. So there's a lot of things that need to be done to balance everything out here at home. Even with this whole situation and what's happened with the immigrants' children, you know, you putting them in damn near concentration camps. These are kids going to concentration camps. This crazy bitch on The View arguing with Whoopi Goldberg, talking about everybody has this Trump derangement syndrome. No one's deranged or making up anything about Donald Trump. The guy's a piece of shit. It's all factual. You can't see, it's factual to the point to where it is. Fox News can't even deny how factual it is. They're taken back by some of the shit that he does. It's their job to defend him. And they're taken back by it. So they don't know what to do in those situations. So I don't understand if he thinks that this is like his TV show and shit, that he could just keep doing shit the way he's doing it just for the shock and awe. But the people that really stand by this man and think that everything that he's doing is correct and is for the people, you guys are fucking morons too. And I say this right now, anybody that's a Trump supporter and they believe in what he's doing, do me a favor. Far right of your computer screen, you see that X right there? Click out of it. You have to listen to my show more.
We don't want Trump supporters listening to our podcast. And it's not even the fact that we don't like, we respect everybody's opinion, but at the same time, you know, facts is facts. Right is wrong. Right is right, wrong is wrong.
We love everybody's opinion.
And if you support any of that shit that he's doing to these kids, this healthcare shit, like, yeah. The nigga passed the bill to take away fucking Medicaid from people who on deathly ill shit, cancer, a bunch of other shit, bro. Like, if y'all don't understand that or see the problem with that shit, then, like, I don't know what to tell y'all. Like, you should have been swallowed instead of, you know, letting your daddy put one up in your mom. She should have swallowed it, but she ain't had enough time, obviously. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that shit is ridiculous, bro. Like, I don't understand it. And y'all niggas just support that shit. Even with the kids from the school shootings, like, he attacked them in a way to make it seem like they are at fault. And you got motherfucking Republicans online talking to them like they crazy or like they don't understand. These kids are 16, 17, 18 years old in high school, and they know exactly what the fuck they're talking about. They're not talking about taking away people's guns. They just want stricter gun laws so motherfuckers that are supposed to be labeled crazy cannot get a hold to a fucking AR-15 that's been into a damn army facility or across the seas so they can kill little innocent kids. They can't even get their life started because y'all motherfuckers don't want to take the time to redirect this shit or redefine the damn laws. We're not trying to take people's guns. They just want to strip the gun law. That's it. How is they at fault for that? But we have a president and want to attack them for that shit after losing kids. What type of shit is that?
I tell you.
The East is on.
Exactly. You know, we're not given an opportunity to kind of, like, stand our ground and get shit figured out without, you know, the president talking about how bad we are, you know, the people that's not for him. We're, you know, we need to get our asses kicked and beat up and all that other stuff. Look, I was happy when Whoopi Goldberg kicked that lady off the show. When I read that and I watched the video, I watched the clip of it, I was like, hey, it was necessary. You're pointing fingers and calling people out of their name. Now I'm hearing that Jeanine Pirro cursed everybody out in front of the audience, you know, calling them cocksuckers and everything else. Like, well, you're the biggest cocksucker out there. You're making a stand that you're not even patient enough to even look at other people's point of view. You just want to be heard. So guess what? Whoopi wasn't happy. That's her show. You're a visitor. Get the fuck off. Look, I don't probably kick people off my show and shit, man. I do this shit every time. I had some shitty people that attempt to get on my search radio. I'm like, no. Nope.
Oh, man, what?
Absolutely not. Y'all going to be on this show being a dumb dick.
Sidebar on that. If you know you're about to be on this show and you're a music and you're an artist, don't come on this show with weak-ass music. Please. Please don't do it. That is all.
All right, Chuck. So we normally have the podcast recording as well so we could put it on, iTunes and shit. But we wasn't able to do it this time. We're going to get a separate episode done, post that, so you guys can check us out. But we're getting ready to wrap some more topics to talk about. But it's going to be on our Surge Radio podcast. It'll be up, I'd say, within a day. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in to Surge Radio. Faze, is there anything else you want to say to them before we get out of here?
Appreciate everybody for tuning in. This is your boy, Faze, and this.
All right, y'all. And we out of here. Y'all have a good day.